Avodah Zarah, chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Kol ha-tzlamim asurin, all images are forbidden. He's talking about like figures and idols. So you can't get any benefit from them. Why? Mimneishan nevadim pam achas b'shana, divrei Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir held that even though they're not like specifically set aside for idol worship, nevertheless, at least once a year, he says they were probably worshipped, right? These little figurines. The chomim omrim eino oiser ela kol sheish beada makol or tzipur or kadur. So the rabbis not. We don't worry that maybe they were worshipped. It wasn't the usual way to worship those figurines. And so unless you know for sure that it was worshipped, they're not forbidden from getting any benefit. But if it's got something in its hand, such as a staff or a bird or an orb, so let's say it's a figurine of a person, and in his hand he's holding something, so that's forbidden, say the rabbis, because that showed, that's how they used to make figurines for idol worship, that it had something in its hand. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, kol sheyesh beyado kol davar, he goes even stricter, he says, if it's got anything in its hand. So the rabbi said, only if it's a staff, a bird, or an orb, that was how they used to make the idols. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, anything in its hand shows that it was made for idol worship, and therefore you would be forbidden to get any benefit from it, because now it's assumed that it's an idol. It was worshipped, and it's an idol.